May grace be unto you from God, our Father, and from our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us join at the beginning of these services together in thanksgiving and prayer. Almighty God, dear Heavenly Father, we wish to thank you on this beautiful hot day that we have been able to gather together before your holy word. Father, we thank you for that. That even without our carnal mind, that grace that you have showed upon to us in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you loved us even though we broke your will, and that we set Christ to suffer and die on behalf of our sins. He obediently did his duty, and through his resurrection, he prepared for us the gift of righteousness into that which that will lead us to everlasting life with you in heaven. For this we humbly thank you, dear Father, that you have protected us as your children until this evening moment. And we would ask that you would carry us in the care of this kingdom to the end of our days, so that we would one day be victorious in our faith and see services. We would ask you the blessings for these services. Open, dear Father, your word according to your will through your poor servants. Our hope and prayer would be that these services would be we would give thanks unto you for these services and build in our congregation and be strengthened in our own personal weak faith, as we so often feel. Father, we would ask even now that ask in the mid during our this time tonight into the care of the Good Shepherd, into your kingdom, those dear ones and friends who the enemy's soul has been able to lead away into the world of unbelief. Give them power. And we ask or remember those that serve in different duties, that they would be given power to serve these service guests. Let them all experience your blessing in this kingdom. And we go before your heart with those prayers that your dear Son, our Savior, has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, hearers of the word, I thought to read for study tonight a few verses from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Colossians from the third chapter, from verses 12 to 17. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against thee, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on the charity, which is a bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye have called in one body, and be you thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Amen. As we begin to look at this word of God in that prayer of heart, faith, that the Heavenly Father would open that which he so wills. I come so empty and poor from his poor servant. In his book of Colossians was written, Paul wrote this to one of those who were living in Asia Minor or in Turkey, or to a congregation that was born of the work of the gospel. God led the work of the gospel into these areas, and in the first century of the early church, the word spread into Turkey. And Paul wishes with this letter wishes to remind them with those words at the beginning of the chapter, when he says that we thank God and that we pray always on your behalf. Now when we have come from our daily lives and we have come here together, to be gathered here to this celebration or festival with other believers, come before the Holy Word of God, and as we listen, quieten ourselves before those words that God, according to his will, is opened. We know that many prayers have also have risen from many hearts before these services, even those who organized these services, that the Heavenly Father would give them strength to take and do their duties, that they would receive strength, as we say now, to carry that burden all day, even in these hot days. I'm sure many have also prayed this, that the Heavenly Father would accordingly that being sent those into those brothers who come to serve with the word, that God would help them. It is very trying. And when I was preparing myself for this service, I would wish to ask at the beginning of these services that could I believe my own sins and doubts forgiven. I wish to believe, dear travel friends, brothers and sisters, to believe in this way and be contented that it is God who does this work, and that we are only servants, and we are servants, us men and women. And now, as we go into this text, as we look at this text, one idea came into mind reading this text that Paul carried, that in amongst all the believers and in the love he was often, he was always reminding these congregations. This was a new congregation, and they had just received the grace of repentance in this congregation. As we speak in the language of canon, that we have been able to experience, that we have those times of engagement, that feeling like engagement when we are beginning our journey, when we receive the forgiveness of sins our first time. But then when one day, every day, the normal life comes, and then the enemy of soul begins to try and tempt us and tries to make us fall, especially one who had just received the grace of repentance. And Apostle Paul tried to be encouraged these who just received the grace of repentance in their personal faith of life of faith, in the midst of their doubts and trials, and also at some point, for we are traveling as two portions. Here he says, he warns of wrong teachings, as he says in this way, that people do not lead you astray and lead you away with wisdom. There were many those who taught wrong in these early congregations, and they had come in the midst of this young congregation. When I read this chapter, what it says, that be aware, but it is, this word is also for us, be aware for all of us. Be aware so that no one should tempt you with wrong teachings that are not according to the word of Christ. I came to mind such a topic that we speak a lot today, and it's a good issue that we speak of our wellness and our mental wellness. We take care of this, but in the thoughts, the way it's flowing, there is also dangers. There are dangers. And in the same way as Paul says here, that we must be aware of these dangers. That we do not go so these, when we take care of our mental issues and so on, that it does not lead us to such a road that that a person does not start to search for peace within himself, and that the spiritual or the personal health, or if we start looking for peace within ourselves, it is a wrong teaching. We live in the world but are not of the world. Even as believers, we have to be watching in all these new trends in the world. And here, as the dear Paul gave this loving instruction to these people in Colossians, then in our text, that put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, he sent greetings to this congregation in Colossian, that how the Spirit of God brings together believers, brothers and sisters, as one family, no matter where they live in the world. No matter what their backgrounds are, about once they have received the grace of repentance, that marvelous matter comes forth, that they become, they know each other through their hearts, and they become brothers and sisters, as Paul writes to the Ephesians, kind of in this way, that you are not, no longer strangers, but you belong to the family of God in the same congregation, or something like this. For this love amongst brothers and sisters, as Peter or John's epistle speaks to us. For when we have partake of Christ, or maybe you went in this way, speaks of journeying. I don't remember the exact words, but as we travel in the lights, we love one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ washes us from all sins. These are those great greetings of heaven that we can speak to one another when we meet, when we can be blessing one another on this road to heaven, or strengthening our journey here. It entered my mind, comes to mind, that when I was listening to a service, and one brother said that we have a habit of say, we speak of the way and a journey. It is a familiar saying, but when we go, when we visit people, when we visit each other, we eventually go and speak about matters of faith, and we speak of the road. And then when we speak of the road, we speak about how we believe Christ has taught us in his word, and it is recorded in God's word, as Jesus said, "I am the road, way, and the life," that our faith would be preserved with the other lambs. And we speak of the road and the way. On this journey, we end up having different things happen to us in different ways. And we have this need to discuss with one another, that we can ask a brother or sister that what mind are you of this or that matter, or we can also speak of our own psalm, and that also makes it easier for us to carry our own burdens. And we may then, when we speak of these, we can both be joyous from these discussions. And in this way, here he spoke to the people in Colossians. But then he says, "Put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering." Here are many, could we say, adjectives, phrases. When Paul writes to the Galatians, when he speaks of the fruits of faith, there are these: love, faith, long-suffering, patience, friendliness, and so on. And in this way, Paul wishes to embolden these brothers and sisters in Colossians who had just received the grace of repentance. They have understood this, and they accepted this, and they accepted the Holy Spirit into their heart. And the Holy Spirit is a home teacher which instructs us. Singular child of God, and also the work also in his, and the work in the congregation. This work continues through the Spirit. He reminds us how important it is that when we are traveling. There's two portions that we would try that to stay within these fruits of faith and through the gospel get rid of those effects from the old portion, the second other portion that affect us believers, and they affect us new again and again, even though our heart's desire would be to live as a child of God, but because of our flesh, it is very difficult. And that is why Paul says here that clothed on mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and longsuffering. And I can say personally, there in the midst of my loved ones, that how often I find myself falling in these. But isn't it a blessing, this, that there in a family or amongst your friends, you are given strength to bless, all sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus Christ. Then you are clean and you feel loose, and it is easier to continue, and the others become much more loved. And it continues here, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, when I think of myself, we have reason to complain to ourselves, for this old portion has been able to affect us so often. But the gospel wipes everything clean, being affected by God. When another believer preaches on to us our all doubt, so don't go after these shells. But you don't have to go. But this precious pearl is here in our midst. It is God's king. It is found in God's kingdom. Such a precious pearl. Such a one where it is nowhere else. And I think in this way, and this is the reason that why this other pearl parable, it was written down. These treasures are treasures for everlasting life. When Paul spoke of his own life, he spoke that he lived the law and was a perfect Pharisee. But when he met the Lord Jesus Christ, who stopped him on the road to Damascus, there it was enlightened unto him that only then he was able to find this treasure, this pearl, the Lord Jesus, who he had persecuted. When Ananias came unto him and put his hand upon him, and that Lord that you met there in the Lord sent me, and he was able to proclaim the forgiveness of sins. And Paul relates to this happening. I forsook all that I had worked in my life so that I could serve only the living God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I got rid of everything in my past life. In this way, Paul experienced. Moses had the same type of experience, who lived and grew in the mansion of the Pharaohs. But when he knew his Hebrew friends, and when he was able to he learned about faith from his mother, a believing mother, who took care of him in the household of the Pharaoh. That is much better. He picked the kingdom of God over the world. He also knew this pearl and this field, and he picked them and accept all that persecution that he was to face. For his gaze was towards that victory. It was that treasure that leads into everlasting life. When I think of this pearl and treasure, and you, dear brother and sister, here at Gauru, do you ever feel like I do, that often his faith and faith in God's kingdom and dwelling here, sometimes it is kind of common. It does not feel such a big, it does not feel so great. Or it's fun, but we don't feel special. But do we remember how such a great gift, how great a gift we have been able to own? What all does this treasure give unto us? It gives here in this life close friends, guardians. It gives us the Holy Ghost into our hearts that instructs us on our road to heaven and opens on to us these secrets of God's kingdom and teaches us to follow the bloody footsteps of Jesus Christ, following that road that brings us to everlasting life. These are such great issues. One question that came forth at confirmation, that what would I say to a friend who has just denied his faith? I sat and thought about this question. Not long ago, my own son denied his faith. I thought, I don't remember the exact words, what I said. How fast a person might leave from such a treasure. Do they think of this treasure? Or do they compare to what do they receive in return? I would pray that if someone is listening to this sermon, someone who is thinking about denying their faith, someone who has denied their faith, don't, dear friends, do not throw away this faith. Do not lose this treasure that is such a remarkable marvel amongst billions of people. And you have been called to own this treasure. And you have been brought up in a believing home. You've been able to go to Sunday school. You've gone to confirmation and so on. And you've learned these issues. I understand that a person who is young, there are many things in the world that look nice. But Moses, he's seen it as a greater pleasure to suffer persecution with God's children than to live, enjoy living in sin. And this hope I have on behalf that God would give you power, strength to believe and to look at this treasure that we cannot measure, that we own by faith. The same treasure we wish to call those who are searching, and even those who do not know how to treasure, who may be out of interest, are listening at these services. Much will be spoken of this treasure, what all it includes. You do not, and you can come free. You do not have to sell anything. You don't have to sell your car, your home, but you have to get rid of your own self-righteousness and believe that gospel. And this gospel is offered unto you free. This is indestructible treasure that will lead us into everlasting life. In this way, I wish to invite everyone to believe in Jesus' name and precious blood. Believe all your sins forgiven unto peace, joy, and freedom. And you, brothers and sisters who are here, who are looking at God's kingdom and listen to that teaching, that there is something for me that my soul would need, that here at these begun services we will open and tell you how to own it. Myself, I often experience my weakness, my weak faith before such a service, when sin is heavy and many cares are on my mind, that can I remain believing my own sins forgiven? I wish to believe together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.